Simon Peites Sevdalid. Misha achol gvina vroitzel achol basar. Someone who ate milchigs, and now he wants to eat fleishigs. Tzarech levar me'al ha-shulchan. He has to remove from the table shurei pas sha'achlu im ha-gvina. He has to remove from the table the leftover bread that he ate together with the milchigs. Meaning he can't use the same bread that he ate with the milchigs, he can't now use that with the fleishig meal. Now, this is not only true about bread, but this would be true for anything that he would have eaten together with the milchig meal. If he had crackers on the table or anything else, if he would have had, the same applies. Now, Ramosha says that this is not referring, let's say on Shabbos, a person has a loaf of bread, he has a challah, and he cuts off slices and he passes it around and he has, so now the bread that you, the slices that are cut, that each person has a slice of bread next to his plate, that bread is the bread we're referring to over here, that you're not allowed to, that if it was at a milchig meal, you can't eat it with fleishig. So if it was at a fleishig meal, you have to remove it before you eat milchigs. You can't use it for a milchig meal. But the loaf itself that it wasn't cut from, so he says that there's no reason to assume became milchigs or fleishigs, depending on what meal is used for. And therefore, Mi'ikar Adin, one would be allowed to use that at a different meal. However, he says, still the minig is, even that, not to use. The bread that you have by your seat, that each person has, so that where you say, he touches it to his food, he touches it to his chalent, he touches, right, especially in olden times when they used to eat all their food together with their bread, so the chalent was eaten with the bread, the liver was eaten, everything was eaten with the bread. Today, it's not as common, but still, that's the bread that you have next to your plate. That bread is considered fleishigs, if it's by a fleishig meal, or milchigs, if it's by a milchig meal, but the bread that's in the middle of the table, that hasn't yet been cut, so that Ramosha holds his maker a din is still parav, but again, the minig is to treat it, as fleishigs or milchigs, depending which meal is used for. So the Mechaber continues, Va'aser le'achol gvina al mape sha'achlu ba'baser, v'chein le'hefach aser. One may not eat milchigs on a fleishig tablecloth, or vice versa. One can't have fleishigs at a milchig tablecloth. Now, the Piskei Tshuva brings that today, since we don't eat on the table itself, we eat on plates, it's enough if one just flips over the tablecloth. One doesn't need to remove it, it's enough to flip it over. Okay. Normally, though, the minig is people have separate tablecloths for milchigs and fleishigs, and that's the more common custom. The kol shekein, one may not use the knife that their milchig knife, even if everything's cold, to cut fleishigs. You can't even use a fleishig knife to cut the bread that you want to use for your milchig meal. Haga. So to each one, both of these halachas apply in both directions. So you can't take a fleishig knife and use it to cut milchigs. You can't use a milchig knife to cut fleishigs. And you can't even take a milchig or fleishig knife to cut bread to eat in a meal where you're having the opposite type. Miu al yidei ni'itza bekarka kosher shari. However, if one does ni'itza, which is they take the knife and they stab it into hard ground 10 times, so then that's a form of kashering of the knife, and that then would allow them to use the knife to cut fleishigs or milchigs, depending. Okay, aval kvar nogu kol Yisrael liyos lehem shnei sakinim. However, the common minig is that we don't do that. We don't take a fleishig knife, do ni'itza, and then use it for milchigs, but rather we have separate knives. V'lirshoim echad mehem. And the minig is that we make since we have two knives, how are you going to know which is the milchig, which is the fleishigs? So you make a marking on one of the knives. Shiyehei loy heker, that it should be a remembrance. V'nogu lirshoim shalchalav. And the minig is to make the marking on the milchig knife. V'ein lishonois minig shall Yisrael. And one shouldn't change from the minig, since the minig is to mark the milchig knife, that is what you should do. They explain because if in case a person were to lose their knife and someone were to find it, if they see a marking on it, they would then assume it would be a milchig knife, because that was the minig, and they would come to end up eating it with milchigs, and they could come to an isser of basal b'cholov if one were to deviate from this minig. If someone decides on their own that they're going to make the marking on the fleishig knife, and the same is true if you'd have company come over, someone staying at your house, they would assume that the knife with the marking is the milchig knife, and they would then use it to cut hot cheese and etc. And if it ends up that's the fleishig knife, you see you're being machshel people, and therefore you shouldn't deviate from the minig Yisrael. Now there's a machlokes over here, the Shach and the Taz, as to what is the Rama referring to when he talks about ni'itza. So the Shach understands that both for cutting, going from milchigs to fleishigs, to cut, meaning taking a fleishig knife and cutting cheese, that requires nitza. Also, even if you're going to just cut the bread that's going to be eaten with the milchigs, that also requires nitza. And the minig Yisrael is not to do either of these. Meaning we never allow, we never do nitza for this type of purpose, at least not lechatchila, and therefore, the minig is to have separate knives and not even to do nitza in order to cut the bread. That's the opinion of Shach. However, Taz is of the opinion that no, ni'itza is only necessary if you want to use a milchig knife to cut meat or a fleishig knife to cut cheese. But if you just want to use a fleishig knife to cut the bread for a milchig meal, then it doesn't even need ni'itza. It's enough just to do kinuach. You just wipe off the blade, and then that's sufficient now to use it to cut the bread. And the minig that the Rama brings, that we don't do ni'itza, we have separate knives. Again, the Taz learns that's dafka to cut milk, to cut cheese, or to cut meat. But for the bread, the Taz says no, there's no such minig. Even today, one may cut bread with a fleishig knife and eat it with a milchig meal, so long as they first wipe off the blade. So that is the machlokes. The Prima Kalim says that the minig is that we follow the Shach, unless it's a very difficult situation. A person's on the trip or something and they don't have access to doing the itza, then one could wipe off the blade and eat the bread.